When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Just a friendly reminder that the Fan's merch shop is open for your holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com for our selection of men's and women's shirts and hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. Maybe you get that Commanders fan in your life, the Hail Mary t-shirt. That's a hot seller. Or the Hail Jaden t-shirt. Those are right there on the site. You can go do some holiday shopping. Order now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com.
Man, I just read about Jersey Mike's owner selling his share in Jersey Mike's for $7.5 billion. Cakes, you could have been Jersey Mike's. You worked at Subway.
I mean,
this kid worked at 14 at a place called Mike's Subs.
Okay.
All right.
He just slapped Jersey in front of him.
He was 14. Then at 17, he learned the owner wanted to sell.
Yeah.
He got a loan for $125,000 from his football coach to buy the one location of Mike's Subs. Got it up to 400 and just sold $7.5 billion worth of Jersey Mike's to Blackstone.
Called the American Dream.
So he just sold it?
That's what it looks like.
A couple days ago, I saw that.
Okay, I saw that dude being interviewed like a year or so ago.
Last name is Cancrow, right?
Yes.
Peter Cancrow, I think is his name.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw that dude before being interviewed, and yeah, living a dream,
what,
man.
What a score. Pretty impressive.
Could have been you, Cakes, when you were slinging subs at Subway.
I was more interested in getting blackout hammered and then not working at Subway anymore.
Right.
Getting out of the sub game.
By the way, just so you know, Cakes has 4.5 Bitcoin.
No, not quite. I mean, you're overstating
four
it by a little.
All right, whatever. Yeah. 4.25 Bitcoin. It's at 98,000 right now. So Cake's got about half a milli in Bitcoin.
I mean, it's
so silly.
It's not terrible.
It's so silly.
It's a decent part of my portfolio.
I'm thrilled with my little stake. I have like 6/10 of one, and I'm thrilled.
If you have any, you should be happy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe Jaden Daniels is investing in Bitcoin. Brought him up because you can buy a t-shirt at the merch shop. We finally got some clarity yesterday on why he's getting his ribs wrapped during the games. Here's Jaden Daniels explaining why that's happening.
Dude, I know fans are wondering, you know, during the game, in between drives, you put on this wrap on your ribs. What does that do for you, and why do you do that?
It's to stay warm. I mean, it's getting later in the years, it gets colder. You don't want your body parts to get cold, so it's just to stay warm.
I don't know. I've never seen anybody use the Ace bandage to stay warm, but you know, usually you just put a jacket on.
Right.
Those guys have those big ass oversized coats.
Like, he's a California guy. Like, yeah. He strikes me as a guy who's not a big fan of the cold because,
I mean,
it's not even really cold yet, and he's got the big like winter parka. He's always got the beanie. I'm very pro beanie.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. But yeah, like he's from San Bernardino, California. Like, he doesn't like cold weather.
Right.
And why would you? If you grew up in California, why would you like cold, gross weather when November and December hit?
I would wear all the warm clothes.
Sure.
I would have an electric blanket.
I'm surprised
out there.
You're not wrapped in a bunch of Ace bandages right now to keep warm.
Believe me. I would have one of those like heat vests.
Sure.
I mean, I would have everything.
Right.
But whatever.
The HTTC crowd, though, is convinced he's injured, despite what Dan Quinn says.
No.
The only way they're going to be satisfied, I guess, is if Jaden plays really well, then that'll silence the criticism. If he has an average game, a subpar game, if he misses a throw, they're going to blame it on injury.
It's so dumb.
It's actually a free roll for bad play for Jaden Daniels. You just blame anything that goes wrong on injury.
But I think he's running hot in two respects. One, he had the extra time to recuperate after the Thursday night game. And two, the Dallas Cowboys are looming on the horizon.
I know, you keep saying that. I hope that's true. Look at our record against Dallas.
They're an easy out for everybody over the last 5 weeks.
That's true. I'm picking us. I don't have the same quiet confidence. I don't have the same confidence you have.
So confident.
You know.
I'm like the most confident.
Would you put another Ragu bath at stake?
No, I've... I've gotten out of the one way wackadoo bit.
You're out on
and,
that.
And bets.
Yeah.
The bets were I only well, what get if, humiliated what if, at
what
the
What if
end?
Valdez took the other side? What if Valdez took the Commanders? That's not a one way bet.
Yeah, I don't need to put myself in those positions.
Put it in harm. Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. Like
I'm seeing if I can catch you in a vulnerable moment.
I'm cool to do bits for the show. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But where I don't have any outs and everything's negative.
Yeah.
I'm trying to limit my exposure to those spots.
I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha. Well, I watched that presser.
Like Valdez would want me branded. Like he would want me to get branded with like a Cowboys logo on my butt.
I want that star on your ass.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
bad.
That's the kind of thing he lives for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if the Cowboys were to win, he would get a branding iron.
Trap, do you
and
have
he would brand my flat butt.
Do you have a tattoo or something from a bad Big Owen Dukes bit? Or is that only Dukes that has all the tattoos, like on his cheeks? Do you have a tattoo or anything? You're not plugged in.
Sorry, I'm listening to some podcast audio. Cut
yeah.
some stuff up.
Yeah.
Do I have a tattoo?
Yeah, do you have like a bad like Big Owen Dukes tattoo or
something from back
in the day?
My body is perfectly
but
unsoiled.
Oscar had pristine. One at one point or still has one.
I thought he backed out of a bet.
No.
Wasn't Oscar supposed
Oscar
to
never
have
got one?
Oscar
yeah, he backed out.
Dukes has a couple tattoos.
Dukes has a couple from the show.
No, he's got one that said Chance Dukes on it, on his butt. That was a payoff because he didn't lose enough weight. And
okay.
then I believe he has a Star Wars tattoo.
Chance was his dog?
It's just a long story. One of his
I thought it was
many
his dog.
Nicknames.
Right. Okay, all right. I thought maybe you had your only real bad beat was when making out on stage. Well, you did that for money.
Oh, I've had a lot of bad beats on that show. But, the one that sticks with you, yeah, is kissing my guy.
With, right, I think it sticks with most people. But
I seem to have moved on.
By the way, a small side note: this is from last week. Apparently, Dukes was thrilled that I dropped the nugget that Oscar had temporarily moved back in with his mom, like while he's having renovations done on his place.
Oh, is that true?
In D.C.
Did he just trash him on a show?
Well, he got a big kick out of that.
Yeah, he got a kick out. He called me. I'm driving through the hotel. Mm-hmm. I see Chad Dukes calling, and he's like, "Hey, you're on the air." I'm like, "Okay." And he had to dive deeper on why Oscar was now back in the neighborhood.
Just I don't want to do the whole thing, but are they like on good terms or?
Oh, I don't think they chat, but I don't think there's any animosity.
They've moved on, but there's not animosity.
Yeah. No, he was just getting a kick out of it. The Oscar still is like obsessed with his mommy. I think it's
mom.
Listen, if you're having house renovations or whatever, you want to move in with your mom to save a few bucks. That's okay. I assume he brought his wife.
Yeah.
They're both living in there. Yeah.
I did the exact same thing when we moved into the new
mommy.
House.
Right.
Hi, and mommy. We were having the floor stained.
Hi, mommy.
My mother called.
When you're having the floor stained, you can't stay in the house. So what are you supposed to do? Get a hotel?
Our guy Oscar has a questionable relationship with his mom. This has been documented over the years. His mom's like always rubbing
on his chest.
He's rubbing what on his chest?
Always
like,
rubbing like lotion
like
on his chest.
Vapor rub.
It's a weird relationship.
There's something going on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it.
Here's the thing about the Commanders when you were talking about Jaden Daniels and the Cowboys. I mean, you just look at the last five games. They haven't really been competitive the last 2 weeks. I mean, smashed by Philly 34-6. Lost to Houston 34-10. And at that point, you're thinking this is your last stand, right? At 3-7, it's over.
It's over. Like, they don't even make any sense. And then when it's 3-7, why do you keep trotting out Cooper Rush? Like, don't you want to see if there's anything to extract from Trey Lance? Like, don't you give him a start or two?
Well, I think he's trying to save his job. I don't think he's in the business of grooming anybody. I think he's trying to save his job.
The one thing is...
And Cooper Rush before won like four games. There was that little run he had.
Yeah. I just have zero faith in Cooper Rush.
The one thing is
a solution. I don't think he's a solution. He's a stopgap.
They have been better on the road. Like at home, they've been horrific.
Yeah.
So, in fact, defensively, I think they've given up the most points at home of any team in history, NFL history. Most points per game allowed at home by any team in a season.
Well,
NFL history.
I will say this. I'm not as confident as Cakes that it's going to be some sort of like 50-point drubbing and it's just going to be a disaster for Dallas. I think it's an NFC East matchup that could be difficult, but I will say this. If we lose, it's a catastrophic loss. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm not as confident as Cakes. I'm confident. Not as confident as Cakes. If we lose, it's a catastrophic loss.
You actually should win by like 3 touchdowns.
I mean, I'd like to see us score. I need to see us score 30 again.
Like,
I need to get us
like going. If you win by 10, it's almost like not good
enough. This is a get-right game for the offense. Like, this is a
So
for the offense, lift off, score 30 points.
If the offense doesn't score 30 or 27 or 28, that's not great.
And it doesn't.
We need to get back on track.
It doesn't have to be exotic with Jaden passing it 35 or 40
times. I don't care how you do it.
Go run the ball for 200 yards and put Dallas out of their misery.
Right. That's why I say I don't need Jaden to throw for 350 and three times. Like, I don't care.
It can be brutally efficient by just
score.
Running the ball relentlessly against
them. Score like 90% of the time you have the ball. Like one or two punts.
Right.
Kick a field goal or score a touchdown all the other times. That's what we were doing for like 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Get back to that.
Texans punted it 4 times. But yeah, I mentioned the punt statistics. In the first 9 games, the Commanders averaged slightly more than 2 per game.
Right. That's what we need to get back to.
2 games, they've had 11 punts.
Right. Offense has not been as efficient.
This can't be a squeaker. Sorry.
It won't be great.
Can't be a squeaker.
At the end of the day, you just want the dub. I know you. But it won't be great.
I know, but that's...
It won't be great.
I welcome to good team territory, where a win by 1 isn't good enough against a bad team.
That's right. Well, now people want style points.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
you got to look good winning sometimes.
Well, and also what you got to do, and Keim talks about this, is you got to beat the bad teams, and that's what they've done so far this year. They haven't really beaten the excellent teams, but they've taken advantage of the bad teams. Well, they got to do it again, and I don't think it's going to be as easy as Cakes thinks, just because it's a division rival, and they know each other very well. Quinn knows them; they know Quinn.
Hey, in honor of Jerry World, will you stare at the sun? For a minute.
You want me to just you want to permanently damage my
retinas? Him?
Yes.
No, I mean, no. I already have my ears already ring 24/7. Now you want to affect my eyeballs too?
Yeah. All right, for 10 seconds, you got to take binoculars and look at the sun.
Binoculars.
Yeah. No. Just fry his
again,
eyeballs.
You're trying to get me in a moment of weakness. I'm not going to do it.
I know. I'm trying to damage your retina.
Cowboys are 3-2 on the road. For some reason,
who are their wins over?
Well, I mean, you got to go back to the beginning of the season.
I mean, they actually beat the Giants and they beat the Steelers on the road. Yeah. I don't know how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
2017. Well, that was their last win.
Did they still have Dak?
Yeah. Dak played in that game, yeah.
Yeah.
And their last two road games were fairly close. San Francisco 30-24 and Atlanta 27-21. Again, that's Dak Prescott as the starter. I mean, in that these Cooper Rush games, they've been blasted.
They've bottomed out.
Right.
They've been outscored 68-16 in the last two games.
I did watch the Jaden presser as I was driving in this morning, and I watched the DQ presser. And they do, I have to say, they look a little refreshed. DQ talked about how, you know, that now they could actually have a real Tell the Truth Monday, where they could really be honest and go through the film and say the things that they need to work on and practice this week. And they're having full practices. Jaden could get all his timing, because they asked him, you know, you said that not having the practice, how did that demonstrate itself in those games? And he goes, well, just timing. Our timing was just a little off, and we're having the time now to rep that out, get the extra reps, to do it over and over and over. And I think you're going to see the benefit of it.
Yeah, I saw most of Jaden's. Mm-hmm. He's just such a calm,
such a chill guy. He's the chillest.
I mean, he was
dude
talking
ever.
About like what he did over the weekend. Just sounded like he was in his house just watching football.
Yeah, watch football, play video
watch
games,
watch college football, watch NFL.
That's perfect. You know what? That's perfect because the team that's coming in to play him, CeeDee Lamb and Trevon Diggs, right? That's his first name, Trevon Diggs. They were shooting a rap video after they got blasted by the Houston Texans at the club. So I'd much rather have Jaden just watching football, just having a quiet weekend at home, recuperating, wrapped head to toe in ace bandages, than being out of the club and shooting a rap video after you just lost by 24 points.
He did say that when he was on stage with Wale, that it was cool and, you know, to be able to be, you know, around somebody and support somebody that had so much impact, but that's not really his scene.
Right.
Yeah.
He made a point of saying that.
What'd your spies say? Did you ask your spies at MGM National Harbor?
I forgot to ask. You know what? I'll do some digging on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess we're not going to get a lot of juicy details about Jaden at behind the scenes.
Because they have
MGM.
Nice spots there. I'm wondering if he went to any of the spots after or just hit a table or just bolted.
I'll do some digging. I'll contact my sources.
I would be shocked if he was like Paul Pierce and he had a stack of chips.
That would shock me, too.
That would shock me.
Yeah, but I could see him with a couple buddies playing blackjack for an hour or something.
But he doesn't strike me as like a sicko D-gen that's just going to be there and closing the spot down.
This could be another terrible read, like thinking Tiger Woods is a virgin or something. But he just doesn't strike me as like some addicted gambler.
No, I'm not saying he's an addicted gambler.
Which
I'm just
like
saying,
even like
I think
D-gen.
He was just out there to have a good time. That doesn't make you a D-gen.
Understood. But a little bit of a D-gen.
Not really.
I think he was just there to do the appearance and probably get out. That's what I'm guessing.
No. The D-gens are the people that were in the Baccarat pits and the high limit area when I was walking out of MGM this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the real D-gens. Because they're gambling at 5 in the morning. Right. I'm guessing Jaden isn't doing that. Don't forget, coming up later, Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll talk more NFL with him. And get your fantasy questions ready for Dave Richard, because he's coming on at 8. NFL Week 12 starts tonight. The Junks will be right back.